Hi, I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge, and this hour is for you. If you've ever felt alone and lonely or brokenhearted, like this.
Dave had been with this person for about 8 months, so it was a pretty significant amount of time.
This is Lauren Howe, with a story about a friend of hers. We'll call him Dave.
At first, it seemed, you know, like everything was going very well. He kind of disappeared from our friend group for a little bit, and we assumed that was because the relationship was very happy.
But then, Dave's girlfriend dumped him.
She ended up moving away and breaking it off, and then later he found out that she had started seeing someone else a couple weeks after she had moved away and broken up with him.
And Dave was just destroyed. And for a while, he couldn't even get out of bed. He just lay there, obsessing about what went wrong.
He started questioning whether she ever really loved him. You know, she told me that she loved me when we were together. Was that all a lie? Was I just the wrong person? And now she met this other person who she's head over heels with. Was it just that I was wrong the whole time?
Luckily for Dave, Lauren is one of the best friends you could have if you're going through a breakup, because she's a grad student in psychology, and recovering from heartbreak is precisely what she studies. And Dave's story is not all that uncommon. I mean, we've all been there, right? To some extent, we're all nursing wounds from lost relationships and painful breakups. And yet the fact that it's a universal experience somehow does nothing to dull the pain.
When we're with someone in a close relationship, we start to treat them like they're a part of ourself. Our identity overlaps with their identity. And I think that's one thing that makes rejection or breakups really sting, is that you feel like you've lost a really big part of yourself.
So as part of her research, Lauren got more than 900 people to tell her about their breakups. She discovered that some of them had never really recovered, and that those people had something in common. They all told the same kind of story.
They felt like through the course of the breakup, it unearthed some kind of terrible truth about who they really were, some kind of deep-seated flaw that they had that they thought would affect future relationships.
And on the other hand, Lauren says the people who'd bounced back or moved on after a breakup, they told a different kind of story. They talked about how they'd grown from the experience, how they changed.
Exactly. Just because one thing doesn't work out doesn't mean that it necessarily reflects on your worth as a person or kind of reveals some pattern that's going to repeat itself in your romantic future.
So going back to Lauren's friend Dave, Lauren sat with him a lot, and mostly she encouraged him to tell a different story about himself and his ex. And it wasn't a miracle cure or anything, but it helped. And Dave's better. And that's the point of Lauren Howe's research, that it's the stories we tell ourselves that largely determine how well we handle heartbreak and loneliness.